This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about the need to pivot back to God to renew our strength. This is exactly how I believe David felt when he and his men returned home after being defeated by Saul. So after they experienced such a great loss with Saul, they came home only to find their wives and children missing. Imagine taking a trip, and the trip doesn't go well, and then you get home and you find things are even worse at home. And I know personally, when I feel like I am just being hit from all angles, I need to first have a good cry. And this is exactly what David and his men did. The scriptures say David and his men wept until they couldn't weep anymore. But here's the key. Once David dried his tears, he pivoted back to God for renewed strength and guidance. And shortly thereafter, David gained clarity and wisdom about where to search for the missing women and children. And on his search, his communication with God even improved. When your strength is restored, you can hear God's direction for you. So by pivoting back to God to renew his strength, David was able to recover everything taken from him. And sometimes we may see ourselves as weak or incapable when we need to regroup, but that's a trap. God is waiting with open arms to give you rest and to renew your strength. So remember that as we cling to these words. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, pivot back to God and find your strength in Him.